Hello and welcome back to another episode of Chihuahua Love. I'm your host, Ken Grant, and I will be talking about my Chihuahua, Duke. And if any listeners out there have any comments or questions, please submit a message to me. Also, I would like to try and expand this in many different ways, so listener donations are greatly appreciated. I also like to thank the listeners from all over the world. I think I have new listeners in Argentina now. So welcome, and I appreciate you listening to my podcast. What I'm going to do is today, I'm going to have you experience a walk between myself and my Chihuahua Duke. And by the way, Duke is a 10-year-old, well, soon to be 10-year-old Chihuahua in June, rather. And so you get to hear how excited he becomes when I start to put his harness on. So just listen up and enjoy. Just knocked over. Okay, here we go. Duke knocked over the phone. Put his jacket on, his puffy winter jacket on. If you might have heard some snorting sounds, that's what. Oh, wait, listen to him. I don't know if you heard those sounds he was making. There he goes. He gets excited to go out, especially when I put the harness on him. All right, come on, dude. I put his leash on, and he jumps up and down like crazy and makes it difficult for me to put it on him. Of course, he goes ahead and takes the leash in his mouth, tugs at it until I start walking him. And here we go. By the way, I don't think you guys know, but I live in New York on Long Island. And right now, it is 4:47 p.m. New York time. The weather is about 40 something degrees, cloudy. A lot of people don't dress their dogs, and they seem to forget that dogs are naked and they feel the cold just like we do. They're not impervious to it, and especially the little dogs, they'll feel it a hell of a lot worse than the bigger dogs. So please, when you walk your Chihuahua, or any other dog, make sure they are adequately bundled up, because they do get cold. Now, Duke likes to stop often and smell things, and that can be quite frustrating because it makes the walk a lot longer than it needs to be. He is not fixed. In other words, he still has his testicles, and so he likes to mark his territory constantly. For a little dog, I don't know where he keeps all his urine. Now he's sniffing around more. I forgot to take a bag to pick up his poop in, so gotta go back to the house. do it before he decides to do his business. I'm on a pretty moderately busy block. There's quite a few dogs in the neighborhood, so he's always, and now he's doing his business. So there's always dog sense for him to smell, even though there might be the same dogs, but he still has to go ahead and urinate over those areas. And of course, kick with his hind legs so he spreads his scent. What he's doing right now. Well, I gotta get the plastic bag and pick up his poop. And that's what I'm doing right now. Good thing this is a podcast, so you can't see. That's done. So, it's a brief walk with Duke, my chihuahua, and that concludes the podcast for today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to getting any messages from my listeners in the future. Thanks for listening. I love you, Chihuahua. Bye.